Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey folks, it's Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have Dr. Jeremy Kimball here. Boom. And listen, he sent me this email over the break on fire. I could tell you were on fire. I could tell there was a lot going on. And I just thought, you know what? Let's hop on the podcast and talk. So you just got back from where?
Salt Lake City, Utah. Had a chance to go with 30 Cedarville students.
That's awesome. So I don't think I've ever been to Salt Lake City. I've been a lot of places.
You're a cyclist, right?
I am.
You got to go.
A lot of places.
It's gorgeous. Okay. And if you're into mountains, okay, as you are, I know you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would love it.
I've done France. I'm going to do a little bit of Colorado this summer cycling. But okay, Utah's the place. All right. So you basically took a group of students. And what were they doing in Utah?
Yeah, just to back up, we do here at Cedarville, it's called Go City Trips. Mm. So we go right now to Salt Lake City, Utah, okay, Syracuse, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
Those are our six ghost cities trips we go to. We have partnerships with pastors and churches there.
And that's different than what I'm looking at, though.
Well, that's all under...
It's all under Synergy?
Say Synergy Initiative is definitely pushing into that realm of ghost city trips. John Wood, our VP of Student Life Christian Ministries here, began this idea several years back, and it's just really flourished over time. So it's one thing the Synergy Initiative wants to be involved in and help to push on. And so I personally, with my wife, I have a chance to lead this trip to Salt Lake City. Mm. And so these trips have three basic purposes. One is to go there and see what kind of ministry is going on with partner churches there. Okay. And just to see, there's really amazing church planting, replanting, multiplication, and disciple making work going on. Two is to just do work that would actually benefit the community there. So
like physical stuff.
Exactly. So this time around, we actually, and our team was amazing, we passed out 14,000 door hangers for Easter services, which are a big deal in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
In that community that is heavily Mormon, obviously, they're not really high on the Easter thing. So actually is a time when those in the LDS church would come and would visit. And they've seen numerous conversions come in that time frame. So a brand new replant. In Northwest Salt Lake City, we did 10,000 door hangers for them alone, and then a few thousand others in other places. Troopers, you guys, if you're watching this, you were awesome. Just want to say that. Evangelism,
okay,
and conversation starting there as well in various places. Got to visit BYU, engage in conversation with students there as well. And then the third piece of the trips is, could you see yourself planting your life for some portion of it long-term here?
Yeah.
So seeing ministry, doing ministry, thinking about the long-term. That's the three-pronged approach of those Ghost City trips.
And Ghost City like literally is 5-6 days, 7 maybe.
Yeah, it's mostly spring break trips. One's a fall break trip and one is in May, about a week long.
Okay. So it's a short term. You get them interested. They do some serious physical intense things. But really one of the main goals is exposure to the students.
Yes. We want them to see the context they're going into and to say, see the needs here, recognize there are jobs to be had here. An amazing thing they did for us this time around was to have basically a job fair where they brought in mostly people from their church. They asked, hey, on your team, what majors are represented?
Mm.
And we told them.
Wait, what were they?
Well, I mean,
everything
across the board, forensic science to Bible to teaching to all manner of things.
Okay.
Nursing, engineering, various kinds. And so they had placards on tables for all these areas and had people come in to talk to our students. So just saying the Synergy Initiative is trying to think through how do we help students get trained here and then mobilize to go help multiply churches together. And so they just did a great job in Salt Lake for us to be able to say, hey, there are jobs here. There is opportunity here. There are good churches here. They want to keep planting and multiplying. And the bottom line is Cedarville students are equipped to do that well. They have a Bible minor. Yeah. They know how to disciple and evangelize, and they're really helpful. We already have alumni out there. We talked to when we were out there, and there's good stuff going on.
Gotcha. So the goal of the trip is basically to say, hey, listen, a week's awesome. A week can transform your life. But if you really want to take this to the next level, then they essentially say, look, instead of going to Boston by myself, you know, or Milwaukee by myself, it's a group that goes together as students. And then they say, what, we're going to do life and create essentially a church?
Yeah, essentially, yes. So the idea is mobilizing trained disciples to multiply healthy churches together.
Wow.
We know anecdotally, students that go out or anyone that goes out alone, it's just tougher, right? But when you go with 2, 3, 5, 10 people that you know,
yeah,
and when churches in those areas recognize we can help onboard them and help them to acclimate into what's going on in this context, that is a great combination for there being this pathway that's paved for students to recognize there are already alumni there. There's already churches there we can partner with. And so we see them being able to go from here to there with a little more smoothness.
Yeah.
Right now, they're the pioneers, Carrie.
Yeah.
The ones that are going saying, like, we're going to go, but in the next 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years, I think that pathway is much smoother, much easier because they've gone ahead of them to do that work. But yes, that's the idea.
And let's face it, planning a church can be expensive.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking, I mean, my dad was a church planner. I mean, you can be talking about, you know, hiring someone, signage, building, marketing. I mean, it can be a big price tag. But when you're talking about getting 5 students to go to Austin who all love Jesus, who have Bible minors, they're all getting jobs separately, you know, at whatever their cross industry could even be. And there you go. Like, I mean, you got one in nursing, you got one in teaching, you got one in engineering.
Yep.
They can almost relationships here, relationships here, relationships here. It might even be a better way.
Yeah.
To plant churches.
You have that cross-disciplinary reality of jobs that are there, joining with churches already involved in those things that want to do those things well. So we know in Boston and Syracuse and in these places we're going to, there are already partner churches that are there. And we're just trying to join with them to just give momentum to what they're trying to do in that way.
What do you say to the person who says, you know, that's just a glorified Bible study? It's a group of people that just are saying, let's do a Bible study together in Austin.
Yeah. Well, I would say it could be.
Yeah.
But if they're seeking to penetrate the darkness of lostness with the gospel, here's the thing too. So often churches that are quote unquote growing are the ones that are adding members from other churches. And we're not talking about that. We're trying to say making disciples of those who are not yet disciples.
Yes.
Seeing those who are lost come to the light of the gospel and belief in Jesus Christ. And that's growth of a different kind.
So it's like when Paul says, look, I'm going into a new city.
Yes.
And I'm not going to build on what other people build on.
Exactly. So really quick, in terms of just one example, because if John was here, he would do Boston very well and other places we can do. But Salt Lake City, it's essentially pre-Christian. Carrie, like there's never been a revival there. There's never been a Christian movement there. It's very religious, but it's not Christian in any way. It's less than 2% evangelical, actually. And conservative evangelical, you're talking about 0.5%. It's one of the fastest growing states in America. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. A lot of tech industry, a lot going in right now.
Say, there's some blockchain stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's a lot going on in that place. And our contact there told me this was staggering to me. He said, given current growth trends and given the current average size of a church in Utah, if they wanted to move the needle from 0.5% conservative evangelical to 1%, just 1% of Utah being conservative evangelical, by 2040, they would need to plant about 305 churches.
Wow. Just to go another 0.5?
Just to get to 1% of population. And so then you do the math and say, okay, all that requires faithful members. Like you were saying before, they can do a wide variety of jobs and are faithful members to give and to serve in various ways. It also calls for pastors. And so you do the math and say, like, well, you don't really want just one. It's nice to have two or three qualified members serving as pastor elders in those churches. So now you're saying for those churches by 2040, you need 600 to 1,000 pastors.
Gotcha.
To be able to go in those ways. And so cost of living is pretty crazy there in terms of cost. And so thinking through bivocational means or mission support or various kinds of creative ways to get at this. But the bottom line is the need is pretty drastic. And the way the gospel is working there is pretty amazing as well. It's good to see.
That's awesome. Well, I know we got about, 7 minutes left. So let's talk about, this whole podcast is called The E-Mind. And it's really about how to think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. Everything you're saying, moving to Boston, moving to Salt Lake City, to me, this sounds very entrepreneurial. Entrepreneur, I talk about 10 traits in the book, but things like creativity, innovation, risk, things like making friends before you need them, relationship building. So it sounds to me like you're really, you might not have thought about it this way, but you're really calling for people to be entrepreneurial for the kingdom.
Yeah. I mean, you can call it different things, right? But I think that that's a term we can use to say it's not just a call to a comfortable life. Mm. So
The word entrepreneur means bearer of risk.
Yes. And so that's going to be the opposite direction of comfort, right?
Yeah.
And so I'll often say to students, and I'll say the primary driver. So to say primary, the primary driver of what you choose to do after you graduate should not be only family, friends, familiarity, and finances. Mm. Those can be the drivers sometimes, the sole drivers.
Yeah.
And some of those are good things to consider, obviously.
Yeah. But you should add another F in there, faith.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that entrepreneurial mindset is going to require faith in God that says, wow, I haven't been there before, or I have no family or friends there at this moment, or that's going to be something that's just outside of my comfort zone, but it is worth our consideration because it's worth gospel risk.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God's worth that. Mm.
Henry Blackaby, I guess, recently passed. I don't know if you heard that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he had this quote. I loved it. It said, what are you doing right now that unless God shows up, you will fail?
Yeah.
And to me, Hebrews 11:6 talks about without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I think you just kind of called everybody out and said, look, what are you doing in your life right now that requires risk?
Yeah. And
requires faith. I mean, faith and risk, yes. Same thing.
And I think many of us are risk averse.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We say, I'd rather be comfortable. I'd rather be safe. I'd rather be in control, which is always a myth anyway, right?
Oh, yeah,
so I think, me personally, I don't ever consider myself saying, like, I love risk. I love the entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah.
But you recognize if we're going to push into corners for kingdom purposes in ways that haven't been done before, it's going to require, like you said, some creativity. Mm. It's going to require some collaboration.
Yeah.
It's going to require some, and how can we, and here at this university, it's amazing how we have all these majors, all these students in all these fields to say, well, how can I contribute my piece to this task? It doesn't feel like a whole lot, but I'm just going to tell you, every person, every student doing what they do creatively, collaboratively, faith-filled, is going to contribute to a meaningful work in God's kingdom purposes.
So good. So a couple action items, because I think people are watching this and they're like, wow, synergy. And I think the definition of synergy essentially is, 1 + 1 = 3. Mm-hmm. In other words, we can accomplish more together than we could independently, which is what you're saying. Don't just go to Boston by yourself.
Right.
Go with a collection of like-minded people and then partner with churches. So let's talk about this website really quick. What happens if somebody's a student and they're like, man, I'm in? Is their first step really to take a go trip?
Yeah. So the website's there with lots of information, but in many ways, yes, that'd be a good first step to see what's out there, who do we know, where are we going. There are events that are going on in various ways during the year, and to check those out and see those things there as well. There are lots of links there to various church planning networks to talk through as well. And I'd say we are trying to do some events, trying to do some things with our own network here, and then what's called Reach the 96, a student org as well, to help people connect and say, like, where are you thinking of going? And if you are, let's get emails, let's get phone numbers, and let's connect and think through some of those things. And so Go City Trips, yes. Website here, yes. Talking to friends and just trying to get a database of who's interested in what are all ways to be able to think through those things. And all that, I just say all that to say, as the months go by and as the fall 2024 comes up, we're thinking about very specific, very sticky ways of trying to think through next steps for students to be very proactive in thinking through going together.
So good. And really the website is cedarville.edu/synergy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's perfect. Well, that's super exciting. And I knew there was a lot on your heart. I knew when you sent that email, I'm like, man, we just got to hit record, because I feel like there'll be more people impacted than if you and I were just sitting off camera chatting about this. So, so folks, check it out. And by the way, I'm going to embarrass you here. I just came from a new faculty training where the Becky was teaching it, and she said, Dr. Kimball's classes fill up really quick because everyone wants to get in them. So whatever you're doing, man, keep it up, the passion. And do you have a book out?
The last one I had out was Behold and Become.
Yes.
Last summer came out, and a book on the power of Scripture.
Yes, Behold and Become. And I hear, you know, you do speaking once in a while too, and that's a passion of yours.
It is indeed, yes. Yeah. And I get to that pretty often, yeah.
How do people connect with you personally?
Yeah, email is on the CU website, jkimble@cedarville.edu. Happy to talk about anything you want to.
Sweet. All right, folks, consider Synergy. If you're a student, if you're an adult, if you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure there's ways you can give to send people as well. And go take action. Thanks for being here today.
We'll Thanks. See you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.